Om Shanti. 25th December 29, Wednesday. Essence. Sweet children, do not become careless about the pilgrimage of remembrance. It's by having remembrance that you souls will become pure. The Father has come to serve all souls. He has to come to make them pure and clean. So, sweet children, do not become careless about the pilgrimage of remembrance. It's by having this remembrance that your souls will become pure. The Father has come to serve all souls. He has come to make them clean and pure. This is for the first time, probably, in the history of mankind, that remembrance of God has been likened to a journey, a pilgrimage. I don't think in any of the spiritual literature of the world, especially in religious books, ever it has been mentioned that remembering God is like remembrance. It's like a pilgrimage, it's like an odyssey. So nobody has compared it with pilgrimage. It's a journey, a yatra, where one travels, one goes. So Baba says, don't become slack in this journey of pilgrimage. It's only by this pilgrimage, by this journey, that you become pure. And Father has specially come only for this reason, to make you clean, to make you pure. How is it that remembrance purifies the soul? This is the soul which has become black, impure, tamopradhan, adulterated, contaminated, murky, black. So how is it that by remembrance it gets purified? What does it mean? What magic the remembrance does, that the soul is purified? Yes? Anyone?
It's almost like a bucket of gets replaced with a good water.
So replacement, the remembrance is like a running tap water. Okay, but my question is different. This is the soul that has become impure, and now suddenly it becomes pure with remembrance. How? Remembrance is remembering somebody. So here the remembrance is remembrance of God. So soul is trying to remember God and it becomes pure.
Through energy.
Okay. So what is happening here? In fact, what is purity and what is impurity? Is it the color? Is it the size? Or the chemical balance? What? What is changing? Soul is made up of what? Soul is not made up of anything except it's a pure energy. There are no ingredients in it. So when we say that soul has become impure, means the energy has become impure. When we say that soul has become contaminated, it is the contaminated of the contamination of the vibrations of the soul. So it is the vibrations, it is the energy. It is the pure nature which has been threatened, and the vibrations, the energies which is inherent in it has become impure. So it's all the play of energy. The soul has become powerless, weak, means the spiritual stamina of the soul. Spiritual stamina has gone down. Spiritual energy and spiritual vibrations are no more in conformation with what they were earlier. So it is the deterioration of energy, it is the deterioration of vibrations, it is the deterioration of the spiritual stage of the soul. So when such a soul is linked with God, so God is what? That is another question. He is the ocean of pure energy. God is the ocean of pure vibrations. So now, this soul is getting linked with that pure energy. And the energy flows from higher to lower. So energy will flow from here to here. So as it starts flowing, the impure, the murky, the dark, the vile, the base, the dirty, the murk, the contaminated, the alloy, the impurity, the disharmony, everything starts going out. And actually, the soul is again reaching the same original stage where it was. There are no two souls. It is the same soul which is coming back to the original stage. In some of the Upanishads, there is a beautiful story given about two birds. In Kathopanishad, there is a tree. There are branches. So this is the tree. There are different branches. And it talks about two birds. One bird is sitting here. It is flitting from one branch to another branch. This bird eats sweet fruit, becomes happy. Sometimes the same bird eats bitter fruit, becomes unhappy. And every time it becomes happy or unhappy, it looks up. There is one bird sitting here on the top of the tree. But this bird is not eating anything. This bird is calm, this bird is quiet and tranquil, situated in its serene stage. So this serenity of the bird attracts this bird. This bird is getting disturbed by eating different fruits at different time. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. But every time this bird looks up at this bird is sitting at one place. It's not eating anything. It's just calm. It's just quiet. Undisturbed, unruffled. So this bird is intrigued. This bird feels the attraction. This bird feels the curiosity to know what this bird is about. And it starts going up, starts going up, starts going up. And as this bird climbs different branches of the tree, it reaches just near to that another bird. That bird is still here, while this bird is tasting different fruits. But as it climbs up, its activity have become less. It has stopped relishing different fruits. And when it reaches this place and looks at this bird, he finds this bird feels as if this bird is very much similar to this bird. And as it reaches very near, the lower bird comes to the conclusion that this is me. He is not different. This is me. And what? And a stage comes, then they become one. And then he realizes that was my reflection. That was pseudo. That was false. It was a play. Actually, my real nature is this. It was as if a delusion. It was as if a deception. I was never this. It was appearing that I am this, but I am actually this. This is Maya. This is false. My real nature is this. And this bird realizes its real nature. In the similar manner, we are up all the time. Baba says, your perfect form is in the subtle world. And whatever is here is just a reflection. The journey is from this pseudo to the true. It's from this falsity to the truth. So we progress. And this is what is pilgrimage of remembrance. And this is what is Yad Ki Yatra. And this is what is that spiritual journey, spiritual excursion. And this is what happens. So this bird is attracted toward this bird. So we all have our perfect form, and right now this is our imperfect form. So it's a journey from the imperfection to the perfection, from the imperfect form to the perfect form. And this journey we cannot undertake on our own. Here you need the help of pure energy, pure vibrations. Because by tasting different fruits, now these are the fruits of body consciousness. The soul has fallen down. So let it connect to the higher source of energy, the source of energy, the pure source of the ocean of pure energies. And as it connects to the pure source of energy, divine vibrations, pure vibration starts coming inside. And when the divine vibrations come inside, these impurity, it goes away, it goes out. And the soul starts climbing up. The more it is near to that pure energy, the more it becomes pure like this. The farther it is away from this source, it becomes more and more impure. That's why Baba says, stay combined. The moment you go out from the Father, you become alone. And when you become alone, what happens? You reach silver age. You become alone, you reach those monasteries of sannyasis. You become alone. What happens? You start thinking, why this happened, why that happened last Sunday's Murli. This should not have happened. I don't know what I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know what these things are. So there is an utter confusion, a stage of confusion. Because that's why Baba said, whatever you want to do it now. If not now, it is never. Because in between, Maya will enter. Maya will have margin. Maya will take chance. Maya will have its effect. Four things Maya will do in between. If there is a gap between your thinking and your doing, the moment you have a great thought, immediately implement it. The moment you have a strong thought, immediately put it into practice. Immediately let it materialize. Let it get translated into actions. And the best thought is the thought of remembrance. So Baba said, don't become careless in this pilgrimage of remembrance. Our journey, our pilgrimage, our remembrance, our chart of remembrance should go on increasing every day. And the highest chart is of the one who is? Who follows the Srimad at every step. At every step. Otherwise they would be up and down. Sometimes the bird is going up, sometimes going down, sometimes going up, sometimes going down. So do not become careless. about the pilgrimage of remembrance. It's only by this remembrance that the soul will become pure. Is there any other way of becoming pure? Any other method of becoming pure other than remembrance? Facing the consequences. That's in the end. Now I'm asking. Any option? Better or easy option? By eating, but even if you eat the Brahma Bhojan, if you are not eating in remembrance, the Maya will eat it away. So again, then there is a problem there. Any other option of soul to become pure? Probably not. He is the source of energy, and it's only when you derive energy from him that the soul will reach the ultimate. Another thing is, but even that is very much linked to this. Another thing is situating in self-respect. When you start remembering who you are, forget God, just remembering who I am. Who I am. This is known as self-remembering. That's a new word. Probably introduced long back by one of the German philosopher Georg Gurdjieff. He said, we have to begin this journey. Self-remembrance. Self-remembering. Remembering who I am. Remembering who I am, what I am, where from I am. But again, the real knowledge, the real gyan about myself, that comes from him, from God. So Baba says, sweet children, don't become careless. The most important thing in this Brahmin life, there are just three things. One is the knowledge, the second is yoga, and third is service. They are the three most important things. And then for these things, all those dharanas and Srimad and all those things are there. But if you want to become very strong in Brahmin life, one should become very strong in these three things. Knowledge, perfect knowledge. Jesus says, be ye perfect, even as your Father, that art in heaven, is perfect. Just as he is perfect, you become perfect like him. I speak because my Father has given me the authority. And that's why I speak. He feels he is instrument. So, gyan should fill us. That should become our strong point. At present, gyan is our weak point. Because during situations, we can't use gyan. We forget to use gyan. Second, our strong point is yoga. And it's a very personal journey. As Baba said yesterday's Murli, this is very secret, this is gupt, clandestine. Very, very clandestine journey. It's very hidden. It's very silent journey. But fill yourself with power of yoga. And third thing is seva. You should have blessings of lakhs and lakhs of souls for progressing in the spiritual life. So keep on serving every soul. Keep on serving all souls all the time. And if somebody says, I'll just focus only on gyan and yoga and leave this seva, what will happen? Let me focus only on gyan and yoga, that's it. Get rid of this. Seva is a disturbance, seva is a dilution. What will happen? Person will become crazy and mad. How much to think of gyan? All day? All night? How many times to read Murli? And how many hours to do yoga? There are people who have become insane. Just doing this. That's why this seva part is very important. If you don't do this, these two will drive you mad. So this is must. Morning, do Amrit Vela. Listen Murli. Churn Murli. And then, day, 8 hours to 10 hours, spend doing Karma Yoga. This is very important. Because only when you do, then in the evening again there is an attraction for yoga. When you do this, then again there is an attraction for Gyan. If you just sit with Gyan all the time, sit for 1 month and start reading all the Avyakta Murlis, they all will become dull and drab after some time. There will not be any attraction, any excitement about it. Somebody feels that, let me sit in the shade. It's so nice. I will not go in the sultry sun. But the shade will lose the attraction after some days. The shade is most beautiful for the one who has traveled, who has been exposed to the most scorching heat of the sun, who has been torched by sun. For him, there is a great solace. He heaves the sigh of relief once he reaches the shade. So Gyan and Yoga is like a shade. And study and Seva is like roaming in that scorching heat. Though it's exactly not like that, but just for the example. So after doing Seva, when you return back to Yoga and Gyan, you feel greater attraction. That's another thing, that you have to become Yogi and Gyani even during Seva. That's a further step. But initially, this should not be given up at any cost, at any time. After all, we are Karma Yogis, and all those who have given up these two things, I have seen in the clinical practice of medicine, they all have become psychiatric patients. They all have turned into psychiatric patients because they wanted just to do this, Yajna and Yoga. So never do that blunder. Never give up the job, the service, the duty, the seva which you are doing. So Baba says, don't become careless. In this pilgrimage of remembrance is of utmost importance, paramount importance in the Brahmin life. Give the highest place to Gyan and Yoga, of course, but don't forget seva also. It's by having the remembrance that the soul will become pure. We have become set of impure energies. Let the pure energy flow. So this is the journey of the soul in secret. This is the journey of the soul in silence. This is the journey of the soul where the soul withdraws itself from the world. And it is internally, it tries to link with that supreme power, and the energy flows then. Father has come to serve all souls. He has come to make you clean and pure. At present, soul is unclean, dirty, murky. So many contaminations. So many alloys have got mixed. So in order to reach that stainless stage, spotless stage, to reach that highest stage of impeccable purity, yoga. So Father has come to make us clean and pure. So don't become careless. Om Shanti.